smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed show for you today. If you're cool actors, singers, we got Brandon Collins coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos of our guest of the hour, Brandon Collins, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment. And then also, if you like to, if you have any nice comments or music requests, that kind of good stuff, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, if you, last but not least, if you want to hit me up on the socials, you can. That's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, at the formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. It's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, again, that is at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. Normally, we rotate guest co-hosts throughout the seasons. And I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had on throughout the seasons. Everyone's been great. It's always great to banter with some friends or just colleagues that come into the studio. But this is a dear friend that I've known for a while, and this is his first time on, though, on the show. So again, here he is my dear friend. He is the CEO of Legacy Inspired Films, but most importantly, he's a good human being. Here he is, my dear friend, Christopher Montgomery. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, my man.
Dude, so glad to be here. Yeah, First time ever. You've been asking me forever, and finally to come and do this with you. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to finally have you in the studio. Yes. I know we've been, you know, talking for a while, but for known each other for several years, and but now to have you in the studio, it's kind of cool.
I'm thrilled, man. Awesome. I've always wanted to do this with you.
Well, awesome. So for the audience that does not know, tell the audience just a little bit about yourself before, you know, we bring in our guest of the hour.
Well, let's see. I had a career in politics, you know, a little bit about. I worked in both houses of Congress. I worked in the White House for a while with somebody. I was a governor, and then I was in entertainment. I was an agent for a number of years. And then 3 years ago, went on this endeavor for putting legacy-inspired films together.
Awesome.
And about to launch some major stuff there for it.
Okay. Well, whatever you can talk about it, maybe is there anything you can talk about that maybe we could talk about a little bit about Legacy Film, or not much?
Very little. We'll share some stuff because we're actually in the soft launch right now.
Okay.
Someone what's about here tonight is it's a blockchain-backed studio.
Awesome.
With, in the crypto space and all that, Web3 stuff. It's going to be with user experiences and membership experiences into all television streaming-style content. It's going to be on traditional platforms.
Awesome. Well, cool.
Excited about it, man.
Well, maybe next time when we can talk, we can talk
Absolutely.
About it. Awesome. Well, cool. So let's – I don't know if – did you by any chance – did you get the memo? The memo?
I did.
The memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We talk about some movie reviews. So by any chance, have you seen any movies in the theater lately?
I just saw last week with one of my stunt guys, Saturday Night Live.
Now, when you say stunt guys, what do you mean by that? You have friends of yours at the same
or
you have your own stunt guy?
No, my own stunt guy. Yeah, we all kind of need that here in Los Angeles. But no, one of the stunt guys I work with, he and I went and saw Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
some of the
wow,
other
okay.
people for that. That movie was absolutely awesome.
Well, before that, let me do a quick little synopsis here from thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis, and then I'm going to have you talk about what
okay.
you're saying. Okay, so again, thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis. Again, Saturday Night rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. At 11:30 p.m. on October 11th, 1975, a ferocious troupe of young comedians and writers changed television forever. Find out what happened behind the scenes in the 90 minutes leading up to the first broadcast of Saturday Night Live, directed by the awesome Jason Reitman, and then starring, oh, there's a plethora of great talent from Gabriel LaBelle, Rochelle Sennault, Ella Hunt, Corey Michael Smith, Dylan O'Brien, Emily Farron, Lamorne Morse, Matt Wood, a plethora of Finn Wolfhard. There's a lot of people in here, a lot of great talent. I did not get to see it, but you got to see it. What did you think? And I do apologize if I'm butchering everyone's names, but I do apologize.
The problem is there's so many awesome people in there. It is hard to get everybody's name right and get it all out because it is nothing but wall-to-wall talent across the entire thing. That movie, I would honestly have not have chosen it. It would have just kind of gone a sleeper thing to me, and people I was with said, hey, we're going to go see this. Honestly, the easiest example was, do you remember watching The Muppets?
Yeah, growing up? The Muppet Show. Yeah,
and all the behind-the-scenes craziness that went on with the characters and all that. Yeah. Okay, imagine that with real-life people.
Wow.
It is that much fun nonstop the whole way through it.
And it pretty much grabs you from a minute in? Or?
First second in the door all the way up to the end of it.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, you know, I heard some good things about it, and it's kind of cool. You know, there's some people in here in the cast that I have a blessed opportunity to interview through the past, such as Lamorne Morris, who played Garrett Morris. Yeah, I mean, I think that's his character. good guy. It looked cool. It's definitely something on my list to check out. I just have not had time to check out a lot of stuff in the theater. You saw it, so do you highly recommend it?
Beyond recommend it, man.
Okay,
it
awesome.
It was so much fun at every level, the whole way through it.
That's awesome. So again, that is Saturday Night. Which is about Saturday Night Live, but the movie is called Saturday Night Live, or Saturday Night, forgive me, but which is about the show Saturday Night Live. So check it out. It's out there in theaters again, Saturday Night, directed by Jason Reitman, starring a plethora of great talent out there in theaters, and Chris Montgomery highly recommends it. All right. Well, cool. Now, by any chance, Chris, did you get the other memo?
I just did. I was behind on my reading coming in tonight.
Okay, well, the other memo is that the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to bring in our guests of the hour. So sometimes what happens is sometimes they arrange a way to maybe bring him in on limo, hang glider, Millennium Falcon, what you name it. Did you by any chance arrange a way to bring in our guests of the hour? Or I could always go to my backup plan. I mean, you know.
I did.
Okay.
I did. It was a true life story. It was by a Maserati.
Oh, okay.
It was a two-door Gran Turismo, also a great movie.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and so he was brought here tonight, real-life story by a Gran Turismo Maserati.
Really? Well, you know, I don't think we've had anyone, you know, come in on a Maserati before. I mean, we've come in, people come in on, you know, skydiving in, Millennium Falcons, stuff like that, but never just a Maserati. So that's cool. So what we're going to do, like, he seems like a class A guy, so I figured bring him in very class act style.
Old school.
So the guest that I have is his name, you kind of know him. I think you know him.
I do know
him. His name is Brandon Collins. He's an actor. He's a singer. He's an entrepreneur. And he's also the owner of Southern Jerky Co. He seems like a good guy. So far, I think I heard some good things about him. And so I think we just bring him in. So on the count of three, what you're going to do, you're going to just press that studio button right over there, and then you're going to open up the door, which is going to bring in that, I guess, okay. He's going to be driving into the Maserati from down the street. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We'll whistle in on, in the car, okay, on the count of three. He goes like, one, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here he comes. Driving in on the Maserati. He's coming down the street there. Uh-oh. He's waving to all the fans out there. Look at all that. These girls throwing numbers at him. All that kind of good stuff. Flowers. I don't know if he's taking, girls. I don't know. Here he is signing some autographs, too. Oh, stopping for selfies. Here he is waving to everybody. Oh, my gosh. Look at him. Down, people. Down. I don't know. Here he comes. Coming in the studio off the Maserati. Here he is. He is an actor. He is a singer. He is an entrepreneur, and he is owner of Southern Jerky Co. He is Brandon Collins. Welcome, Brandon Collins, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, my man.
It's quite the introduction. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, we had to do this right, you know. You're a friend of my friends, and now a friend to me as well. So again, welcome, Brandon Collins, actor, singer, entrepreneur, and owner of Southern Jerky Co.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Staros Entertainment. TV, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Well, my man, so, well, it's cool to finally have you here. I know we've been kind of planning this for a while as well, you know, thanks to a la Chris Montgomery. So it's cool. I know you, I heard you just flew in as well.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you fly in? Yeah, yesterday? Or
yesterday evening.
Okay, cool. So what we want to do, I don't know if you know, we want to get the audience to know you, if not fans already, and then, you know, try to, you know, hopefully... hopefully they like you and start following you and start supporting your stuff. So we always want to start off with this hard hitting question. You ready for this hard hitting question? We always like start off and then I'll loosen
hopefully
up from that. The hard hitting question is: where are you born and raised?
A town called Moore, Oklahoma. It's a suburb of Oklahoma City, right above Norman, where OU is at.
Okay.
So I grew up right on the edge of the country and the city, so I kind of had the best of both worlds. Went to a 6A school, played football and baseball through school, you know, I grew up on a farm, so I grew up working, you know, whenever I wasn't at school. So I moved to L.A. when I was 22. Mm-hmm. I lived a year in New York before that. I got placed with an agency out here. And, you know, I lived here for 7 years, and now I'm based in Nashville.
Wow.
And that's what led to the jerky company.
Well, did you know you always wanted to, well, first off, did you know you want to be an actor?
I always knew that singer? I wanted to tell stories.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's one of the things that I always excelled at, and it became apparent when I remember when I was in fourth grade and I was in class and we were writing a short story, and my teacher at the time, she read my short story in front of the class. It was one of the only times where I was called out at not being in trouble, but actually being praised for,
wow,
you know, something that I had done. And so I think that was the first time I ever remember being in flow when I was writing, because I remember knowing that I was good at it. And
yeah.
So that's kind of when I caught the bug. So I'd say acting is more so an application of my real passion, which is writing and storytelling.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now what about singing? Where did singing come into play?
Same thing. Yeah.
Really?
Same thing. You know, the first time I ever played guitar and sang for anybody, it was for a girl, and then it was for naturally, right? And then I played for my mom, and my mom has always been just so sincere and honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she'll bring the constructive criticism very easily and naturally. And she told me, she looked at me after I played her a song. She said, "It's good, but you need vocal lessons."
Oh.
So singing didn't come naturally to me at all. In fact, it was one of the hardest things that I've ever learned how to do. But because my athletic background and everything, you know, whenever I'm faced with adversity and something that's very difficult and it's something I want to do, I just kind of get mad and I use the chip on my shoulder in my favor and I figure it out. So if there's one talent that I have, it's just figuring things out.
That's awesome. Now, who are your inspirations, whether being an actor or a singer in general? Was there anyone that, you know, inspired you?
As far as inspiration goes, you know, I'm inspired by directors just as much as I am other actors. You know, David Fincher,
okay,
directing, just the way that, you know, those films are produced, and just the cinematography, the storytelling, the editing, and also, you know, Indiana Jones. You know, I grew up watching westerns with my granddad.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So I mean, I've seen every single western, you know, under the sun.
Wow. So John Wayne fan, I'm assuming.
John Wayne fan, you know, sure.
Yeah.
But it's just not just John Wayne, but just that
the era, you know, of
that
western
era.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a very interesting era where they were just, you know, shooting westerns. That was just a whole genre in and of itself.
Now, would that be kind of a dream of yours to be in a western as an actor?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I mean, also for my family, you know, for my granddad to see me in a Western, you know, that would be awesome.
Were you going to say something, Chris?
Isn't there a friend of yours shooting a Western Oklahoma area right now?
Not a Western. He's filming in Oklahoma, but not a Western.
Because I know there was also that Western up in Montana that just finished up there a couple of folks were just doing up that way.
But that's cool. So you're inspiring. And then by obviously people like David Fincher. Was there a favorite actor that you liked?
I've always liked watching Brad Pitt movies.
Okay.
You know, one of my favorite movies is Legend of the Fall.
Yeah.
And also Fight Club, too. Okay. So if you have that range, you know, you can do Tristan, Legend of the Fall, and then Fight Club. I mean, dude, that's awesome. And he's Brad Pitt.
Like, yeah.
Come on. But you have
definitely similar features. You know, you definitely could play brothers, in my opinion.
Hey, yes, that'd be great.
But I'll take it as a great compliment.
That's a great compliment.
So for the ladies, if you want to see what he looks like, go to our Facebook page, Star Wars Entertainment. But that's awesome. And then were your family, were they very supportive on, you know, your career choice at the time?
Yeah. I'm very blessed. My family is very supportive of my endeavors. You know, when I wanted to move to New York and I was presented with an opportunity, everybody was supported. I think my mom's brother, I didn't know this at the time, she told me, you know, years later, my uncle, you know, he had to sit down with my mom and she told me that he had said, are you just going to let him go? You know, when I was moving to New York, and she said, yeah, what else would I do? Wow. You know, so that's kind of in a nutshell, my mom. And, you know, I'm very blessed to have the support from her and the rest of my family. And that goes, you know, from acting and music to being an entrepreneur and, you know, with this beef jerky company.
Yeah, well, which is awesome. Well, we'll talk about that. Well, before that, really quick, Chris Montgomery, my guest host, do you have any questions for our guests of the hour for maybe something maybe from his earlier career or childhood or something, or maybe before we get into the nitty gritty, or just something that you think, I mean, because I know you know this gentleman, but maybe that you think the audience would like to know that you could ask him.
So what would be your big things for anyone in New York when you were going up there and modeling? You don't talk too much about your modeling time up there. What was New York like as a model in a model house?
Well, first of all, I turned 21. When I lived in New York, so I was going out a lot. I would just say, you know, use it as an educational experience too. I mean, New York is such an amazing city, and I have a lot of fond memories there. But just soak it up and meet, like, there's so many different types of people that you meet in New York, right? I mean, it's not LA. It's entertainment is so predominant, but you know, in New York, you have so many different industries, and you can go, you know, downtown to the financial district, and you know, you're around all the finance people, and then you go to, you know, the East Side, and it's a completely different thing. You know, so it's like, how late do the clubs stay open until they're 4, right?
I think it's 4 now.
Okay. Well, I would say, you know, take it easy on that. I definitely went pretty hard back in those days, but I mean, there's so much you can learn from living in New York. I mean,
so what was your favorite job in New York that you ever booked? What was the biggest modeling thing you think you ever booked up there?
The biggest modeling thing, I think it would be, I got a pretty good Nike spot when I was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
You just did it.
I just did it.
So from the acting to the singing, because obviously, what kind of singing do you do for the audience that does not know? What kind of music do you like singing?
Yeah, it's country.
Country, okay.
Yeah.
Anyone that inspired you as a singer?
Whew, Tim McGraw, okay. Brett Young. Howie Day. I mean, it's not just country in terms of like influences and things of that nature. I mean, you know, it's all over the place. Like if you look at my playlist right now, it's everything.
Well, what we're going to do, speaking of music, we're going to cut to a music break. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to come back and talk more about your career, but also your company, which is Southern Jerky Co. If you don't mind talking about that. And then what we're going to do, my guest host is going to introduce his song. And I know you don't, I didn't give you the list, but I'm going to make it easy for you because we both know this person. Okay. And I figured, oh, this would be easy for him. You could say his name. Or actually, you know, I'll give it easy. His song, this particular person that we know, mutual friend.
Okay.
His song is, what's the name of our state?
California.
Okay.
Okay.
And his name is three names in it. And I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
A-J-R.
A-J-R.
And I made this easy for you. It's called it's Cal. Okay, I'll say the name, and then you just say the song. Okay,
okay.
So we're gonna play because my Christopher Montgomery is in the studio. I figure I make this easy for him. I'm gonna play California by Alexander James Rodriguez.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So you want to now intro this? Okay. So here's
California. Okay. We're about to get California by the one, the only. Alexander James Rodriguez.
All right, there we go. Again, this is for you, Alexander James Rodriguez, who was a guest on our show, and then I was like to promote him. Again, it's California by Alexander James Rodriguez. One more time.
Alexander James Rodriguez and California.
Okay,
here
we'll be right back. More with Brandon Collins. Before that, do you have any social medias, Brandon Collins?
Instagram, Brandon Todd Collins.
Brandon Todd Collins. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll be back more with Brandon Collins. Here again is Alexander James Rodriguez with California. We'll be right back. Well, maybe you intro one more time. One more time, Chris. One more time, Chris. You want to intro?
And now here we go with top of the charts, one and only, the number one world famous Alexander James Rodriguez and the song California.
Okay, here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream, and we live it every day. Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. Cause this life's a party. Like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous. From Malibu to LA. This is California. The beautiful girls, NYC has the diamonds and pearls, but in LA it's the best of both worlds, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous, from Malibu to LA. This is California, hey, 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 where you can get. Let the fun begin.
right. That was California by Chris
Alexander James Rodriguez.
All right, there you go. You got it right.
I got it.
All right, so that's, again, California by Alexander James Rodriguez, a dear friend of both of ours. Absolutely. And he was a great guest on our show, but also I just want to help promote him. But again, I thought it would be easy to introduce that song because you know him.
I do. I just didn't read the memo.
Did you guys get to hear that song before?
I had. You know, it's been a while since I last heard it, but yeah.
But cool. So if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check him out. Alexander James Rodriguez. The song's called California, but he's got a lot of great other new songs, music videos. He's on social media, Alexander James Rodriguez. You can check him out on YouTube, Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. Again, go so support Alexander James Rodriguez. Okay, we are back here in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour. We have CEO of Legacy Inspired Films, Christopher Montgomery. Welcome back.
Thank you, man.
And then we have our guest of the hour, actor, singer, entrepreneur, and owner of Southern Jerky Co., Brandon Collins. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So we got into talk about a little your history, where you're from, like Oklahoma, and then you went to New York, do some modeling, and then now you're back here in L.A. Tell the audience like what you got going on right now, or tell a little bit about actually Southern Jerky Co. How did that happen for you, and what's that about, and your new beef jerky?
Yeah, when I moved to Nashville, you know, I was looking to get into CPG because I've always wanted to be a business owner and build out, you know, my own company. And and so this fell into my lap by happenstance. I met this married couple in the city of Brentwood. It's a suburb of Nashville. And they had closed their doors to this beef jerky company. And they have great brand equity around Nashville and the state of Tennessee. And I was like, you know, this company was doing so good. Why would you guys close the doors? And, you know, I got to know these folks and I found out that, you know, they bit off more than they could chew. And, you know, they had kids, you know, going off to college and they both have full-time jobs and they just couldn't do it. They didn't have the time. So they had everybody, you know, nipping at their heels trying to buy this company.
Really?
So what I did was, you know, I kept this lady's husband on the phone for an hour telling him why I was the guy that they should sell the company to. You know, I eventually made friends with him. And so they sold the company to me. And so I revitalized it and brought it back to life. You know, I got all the socials and you know, then I had all the previous customers reaching out to me and, we got it back in production and got it back out into Nashville and all the stores. We're in most of the boutique hotels around Nashville. We have some key partnerships with, you know, some organizations I can't mention now, but it's looking pretty good.
And is that the sample right there?
Yeah. So taste
it on air by chance, or is that? Can I open it? Or
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Just toss it. There you go. All right, so I'm going to eat this, taste it on air, tell you guys.
This is our signature flavor. This is our Nashville Hot Beef Jerky.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to taste this on air. Here we go.
We spent about a year formulating this flavor in R&D, and we wanted to get it just right.
I don't normally want to chew on air, but...
You can do whatever you want, bro.
I'm just making it sound delicious more.
I think it does. I think the flavor is coming through.
Really good, man.
I love the stuff.
Really good.
You like that, huh?
Again, really good. I eat a lot of beef. I don't eat too much beef jerky, but when I do, I get picky.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say Southern Jerky Co. Really good. Really, really good.
I actually did a segment in Today in Nashville. And it aired, I think, like 2 p.m. And so it was actually National Jerky Day, believe it or not. And so that stuff, that flavor sold out. You know, as soon as that hit the air, and I was watching it at a local bar called Neighbors downtown in Nashville. And so me and my friends were watching my segment. And when it aired, because I also had a free shipping deal going on for National Jerky Day, the Nashville Hot flavor sold out like so quick. It was crazy. People love that, and we get a lot of people, you know, placing online orders with that stuff.
So speaking of, the Southern Jerky Goat is the brand, and then this particular one that I'm chewing on air, which I normally don't do. So forgive me. I'm not trying to be rude. I just wanted to taste this and have you guys maybe think about what I'm saying, tasting. It's Nashville Hot Beef Jerky. Mm. How could people check, get your product and all that kind of good stuff, websites, all that kind of good stuff?
SouthernJerkyCo.com.
Okay.
Follow us on our socials, Southern Jerky Co. Nashville on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you know, so you can find out about, you know, what we're doing. We have a big grassroots movement. You know, we have a Southern Jerky Girls events team, you know, around Nashville right now. Eventually, we're going to be doing stuff, you know, nationwide. So we're going to be doing a whole lot of stuff on the grassroots level, because I like to shake people's hands. I like the human interaction. That's what I want to do with this company. Set the example. You know, it's not just about online sales and just scaling a company up to sell out to somebody. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, what we're doing is pretty unique, and we're going to be all over the place here very soon. So we stay very busy around Nashville right now. But in terms of being just all over the country, it's happening pretty soon. So follow us on the socials to see where we're at.
Okay. So again, this is Southern Jerky Co. I'm sorry. Go on.
No. I'll ramble.
Yeah. So Southern Jerky Co. is the company. So just go to Southern Jerky Co.
.com.
SouthernJerkyCo.com. That's SouthernJerkyCo.com. The reason why I say that three times, SouthernJerkyCo.com. Why do you think I say that three times?
Memory.
Yeah. I've heard psychologically, if someone says something out loud three times, they'll know it. So what's that website?
SouthernJerkyCo.com.
Oh, there he goes. You see?
I know.
So what we're going to do before we wrap up. So now, aside from being an entrepreneur and owner of Southern Jerky Co., you got some projects coming on the either acting or singing side, by chance?
We have some stuff in the works in terms of acting, for sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can talk about, or not really?
I think you know what? I think today we should go ahead and reveal it.
Okay.
I think we should. What? Because he's coming back to acting.
Oh, awesome.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Finally. Full-time, back to acting on top of this, full-time actor, full-time entrepreneur, both. How are you going to do it all?
We're playing it by ear right now, Chris.
Okay.
So we're playing it by ear, but yeah, I'm doing pretty good so far. I'm excited, but we're taking it day by day.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, what maybe hopefully next time we could talk more about, you know, your stuff with the acting projects or singing. Is there anything singing that they could check out at least?
We have two songs on Spotify, but nothing is going on with singing right now.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a story behind that. I had to choose between that and my, you know, beef jerky company, Southern Jerky Co. And I kind of put that to the wayside. I love it, you know, and it's always going to have a place in my heart. But, you know, you have to make tough decisions sometimes.
No, I hear you.
You know.
But also, if you want to start something good and you don't want to regret not being part of something that you didn't put your full heart into.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but I mean, can't wait for whatever it is that about the acting, because I think you definitely have a not only good look of acting, in my opinion, and you're a leading man, but also I think, you know, we need more, my personal opinion, more humble people out there that, you know, that I want to see be stars, you know, because, you know, I'm not saying that there's not a nice lot of people out there in LA, but, you know, I grew up in LA, so it's always cool and refreshing when you see someone from out of state that just, you know, wants to act, and you know, I always love seeing the success for that.
You know, I think the greatest part about it is right now we're starting to see so many people who are getting opportunities from around the country, and to be able to tell stories and to be a part of it. They don't have to be just right here, and they can leave and come back or any part of it. We've made it so easy for so many people now, and we also find so much great talent. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah. Well, speaking of talent, you're so talented that it's wrapping up really soon. So we have to wrap up really, really quick. I mean, I was trying to say, how do I phrase that? But yeah, I mean, everything just goes by so quickly. But so how could people check out? So again, we got Southern Jerky Co. And again, we can't talk about the projects as of now, but you are going back into the acting scene. And then like, hopefully we could talk about more about that the next time. Chris, how could people check you out?
LegacyInspiredFilms.com.
LegacyInspiredFilms.com.
Yep.
And whenever you're able to talk more about it, hopefully we can talk more about it. But this gives you a little introduction right now.
Absolutely. You know, we'll have some major announcements in about the next 2 or 3 weeks. Thanks to Alex. Thanks to everybody around us who's putting some things together, including David. It's incredible.
Awesome.
For it.
Awesome. You want to give some shout-outs? You said Alex.
Not our Alex here.
Yeah, not Alexander James. No, different Alex.
Right. No, we have Alexander Reese Evans over in Europe, who's doing a lot of work for Legacy right now.
Okay, awesome.
We have David Fuchs, who's also helping us out huge right now. One of the biggest ones we have to shout out to, though, is Mr. Tyrone Tan,
oh, wow.
who's so involved with what's going on. You know, we have so many incredible people that we've put together on this team.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to talk more about it as well. And then Brandon Collins, I can't wait. Obviously, I think you should check him out. Support this guy. Southern Jerky Co. is the company. Again, go to southernjerkyco.com, southernjerkyco.com. SouthernJerkyCo.com. And also on socials as well.
Yeah, give us a follow on Instagram, Southern Jerky Co. Nashville.
Okay, and cool. And then also, if they want to follow you generally, it's
Brandon Todd Collins.
That's Brandon Todd page. Collins. And you can see more about his acting, singing, all that kind of good stuff.
All the stuff. Awesome.
So, we'd like to end up the show. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, maybe become an actor, singer, or entrepreneur, or just follow their dreams in general?
Following your dreams in general. Find out what you're passionate about doing and focus on that. We live in a day and age where there are just false prophets everywhere on social media and Instagram, and like these coaches, you know, whether it's, you know, entrepreneurship or, you know, any type of art, music, acting. Focus on your thing. Don't dabble into other stuff. You don't need to do, you know, a dozen things at once. You just need to find that one thing, and just put all your eggs in that basket. Okay, mm-hmm. That's how people used to always do it, and it's kind of a new thing for people to think that you just got to do all this stuff. You need to be a jack of all trades. Like, that's the secret. No, the secret is finding, you know, your value and finding your purpose in doing something. That could be anything.
Awesome.
Find your purpose. Find out what, dude, Southern Jerky, you know, it's like I, you know, with Chris here, he teaches me about the blockchain, crypto, and everything. You know, I'm kind of new to yeah. that whole realm, but that's first of all, That's because there's a lot of crazies in that industry too. Okay, Chris is one of the only guys I trust to talk crypto about. Okay, but my point is, I learned to just be very specific and particular on what I focus on, and you know, my mind will wander just like anybody else's, probably more so than most people. But I focus on the things that I do, my value, and I don't. You know, get off path. You got to keep your eye on the prize.
Awesome. And to wrap this up, Chris, really quick, your inspiring words of wisdom.
You know, follow it, learn it. There's two kinds of smart people in the world. There's those that know the answer and those that know where to find it, and just surround yourself with those that know where to tell you what you need to know.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you guys. I know time went by quick. It goes by quick on the air, but I want to say thank you for coming. Again, one more time, Chris, how can they check you out?
LegacyInspiredFilms.com.
Okay, and then Brandon T. Collins.
Brandon Todd Collins.
Brandon Todd Collins.
T-O-D-D.
Then they can check you out. And then also they could follow Southern Jerky Co.
Southern Jerky Co. Nashville on Instagram. Go to southernjerkyco.com. Check us out. Make some online orders. Give us a follow. You know,
awesome.
We're always posting like cool stuff, and you can figure out like where we're at and better products and awesome.
And then hopefully you come back. You'll talk more about your quote unquote other artistic endeavors.
Yeah.
All right. Well, God bless you guys both. Thank you again. That's Brandon Collins, the actor, singer, as well as entrepreneur and owner of Southern Jerky Co. And then Christopher Montgomery, CEO of Legacy Inspired Films. Thank you guys again. God bless you guys all. Thank you all. Again, I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.